This is the Bitter Comics, president of 38th Best Podcast. Here's your host, JT Foreman.
And the sad part is there aren't even that many podcasts in town, but somehow I still got ranked 38th.
It's out of 24.
That's right. Well, hello, and welcome to episode 33 of Bitter Comics. I am JT Foreman, and I am here with my good friends,
Matthew Melange.
And Andrew Boydston.
Decided to say Matthew because last time you called me Mike.
Yeah, I only called you Mike once, and then after just a moment, I realized, no, it's not Mike, it's Matthew.
All is forgiven.
Well, anyway, I appreciate that. Thank you very much for the forgiveness.
Yeah, thanks for asking how I'm doing, asshole.
I hadn't gotten to you one at a time. Jesus Christ, a couple of little bitches I got on the podcast, and you guys are almost as needy as I am. Seriously.
No, take that back.
Okay, you're right. No one's even close to as needy as I am. How are you, Mr. Boydston?
I'm doing well.
Sir.
I'm doing very well.
The gentleman with the full beard. you are the beardiest amongst us.
Actually. Oh, definitely.
All three of us do have beards but you are definitely the beardiest amongst us.
Yeah, a lot of people look at me like, I don't know if this guy's here to do comedy or lure me into his windowless van with a Twizzler. So
grab him and make him tell us where his pot of gold's at.
He's either chopping wood or touching kids.
One of those, maybe both.
Simultaneous.
Or doing the deadliest salmon run in the north northern Pacific.
Oh god. Well, we begin once again with our opening segment. JT was a real prick last week, in which I apologize for the cruel, offensive, and probably racist things I said last episode. Now this is episode 33, so for my insensitivity in episode 32, I would like to apologize to black people, Deborah.
Hold on, wait a second. Why black people? You apologize to them.
Black people.
Yeah, I know, but like I think it's time to.
Well, honestly, last week I didn't actually say anything about black people, so they probably feel neglected.
Ah,
but as a white man, I think he just needs to ask for forgiveness for the past 400 years.
Yeah. You have equal opportunity.
I have only been alive for 39 years. How am I responsible for the last 400?
I don't know.
Ask somehow.
Of course.
Yeah.
Guilt by association. Right on
that. Yeah. You know what? Yes, I'm the man, which is why I'm here in your apartment on the Saturday afternoon recording a podcast that I paid for all this equipment to record on, but don't make any money actually doing.
Living the dream.
That's right.
And get some sponsors.
You know, if you haven't lived in your car, you aren't really chasing your dreams.
Motherfucker, I don't have a car.
Well, that's even better. See?
Chasing that neon rainbow.
You're actually in college, though, so you're getting edumacated. So you're making it so that you don't have to chase your dreams. There's going to be an actual job awaiting you one
Hopefully,
day.
The market's Hopefully. Shit.
That's true. That is true. Well, let's see. Black people. Also, I'd like to apologize to Deborah. That would be anyone named Deborah. Anyone at all. There's no specific. Just Deborah. All Deborahs. If your name is Deborah, I'm very sorry.
What happened?
There was an organization called Deborah that I was talking about.
I see. Was that an acronym for something?
I don't know, but it was spelled capital D-E-B, capital R, capital A. But it's this nonprofit group in England that sends the children and families of that children of people who have this this skin disease on vacations to Malaga, Spain.
Ah.
I don't remember what the name of the skin disease was, but it's apparently this thing that causes even the most minor injury to break out in horrible blisters. So sending them to the beach is a great fucking idea.
Yeah, fuck that game. Just stepping on that hot sand, that's going
to
be great.
Yeah, you know what? Send these kids to the movies. I think you need to keep them in a dark,
that sounds like diet.
A dark air-conditioned place. Seriously.
Absolutely.
That sounds like diet Ebola.
diet Ebola?
True facts.
Not
That's awful.
Not the full calorie Ebola.
Oh, no, definitely Ebola. Not. Yeah, definitely. Your eyes aren't bleeding,
Ebola
and you can still live. But
I'd also like to apologize to Magala, Spain, which is where Deborah was sending people, and the Mile High Club.
Why the Mile High Club?
You know what? I don't remember why the Mile High Club. I did have a reason for it. Oh yeah, it's because there's an airline in Europe that's starting to offer porn on their planes.
Oh wow!
After
you watch that point, you can join the Mile High Club with yourself.
Like, yeah, Mile High Club all alone.
That's pretty controversial.
Yeah, your move, JetBlue.
Like 10 years ago, if you would have suggested that, they would have stoned you.
Exactly.
So,
get that probably, man removed!
They probably would have, actually. Well, if you would like more details and specifically why I'm apologizing to each of these things, check out episode 32 and all our previous episodes at bittercomics.podbean.com. If you'd like to subscribe to the Bitter Comics podcast, you should probably see a shrink. But after you do that, go to the site bittercomics.podbean.com. Scroll down a little on the right hand side. There are buttons you can click on to subscribe using iTunes, Google, or my Yahoo. And if you feel I owe any more apologies or to make any comments, send us an email to bittercomics@hotmail.com. And in the subject line, please put, "I hope she dumps you too." How's it going, guys?
Pretty good, you know. Just
awesome.
Enjoying, looking forward to the Thanksgiving break coming up next week.
Yeah, cool. Thanks for being on the show this week, guys. I really do appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
I had to do last week's episode by myself.
Forever alone.
Yeah. I'm all alone. Nobody loves me.
Maybe five of our friends that will maybe listen to this, and that's not even guaranteed, so I'm going to guess one out of everybody that listens.
And that one is me.
No.
Well, actually, if I remember right, it was the episode that one of you two guys were on that has just about the most downloads of any individual episode I've done. I don't remember which
one. Awesome.
Yeah. But actually, if you go to the chance, one of us. If you go to
Who was it?
I don't remember.
Let's not start a flame war over this.
It's like a virtual dick measuring contest.
Well, no, actually, that would be great. It's a competition between the two of you to see who can get their episode downloaded the most. It'll give me a lot of hits. So
it would
be awesome.
A click measuring contest.
See what you did there.
I hope so.
Click measuring
Pretty
contest.
Obvious.
Yeah, really.
I don't see what you did there. I'm sorry.
It was a pun.
A click.
Like, instead of a dick measuring contest, it's a click measuring contest because people click to download. Okay, you know what? Fuck it. Like,
well, you know, when your penis is as small as mine is, you just never make that connection. So.
You're like dial up.
I'm just kidding. I should be black with the penis size I have. And now I have a reason to apologize to black people next week.
Broadband.
Broadband.
Definitely.
Xfinity.
As Ron White says, a cheese wheel.
So, anything exciting happened to you guys this past week?
Oh yeah,
Mr. Boydson.
I've been able to do a lot of shows, and I did two so far. And
you were at Ty Palms on Wednesday. I do remember that. You had a really good show.
I did one last night too.
I feel kind of bad because a joke that you told me about before the show that I didn't really think was all that funny got a big laugh during the show too. Because I swear you turned and looked at me and just smiled for a second when that happened too. It's like, yeah, fuck you. You
don't know anything, bitch.
See what you know about comedy, bitch.
You mad, bro?
Where was the other one?
The other one was at Ty Palms. I got to finally dip my toes into the premiere show.
Oh, cool.
Funny thing was, I was supposed to be first, and then I ended up getting moved to third. And I was ready after the first one. Like, I was out there saying it to these people waiting for the band to play at the other show.
Yeah.
And
there was a double book.
Yeah, there was a double book this weekend.
So there was a band, so the comedy show had to be over at like 10:30.
I think it was like over at 11 maybe.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, that's the thing about Fresno is that nothing starts on time in this town.
Oh, no, definitely.
I mean, when's the last time you went to a movie and you didn't see half of the people walk in during the previews? No one shows up on time to anything in
Fresno, California, America's least punctual city.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, we were...
Props to Aaron Stewart for having that willpower to hold back for 30 more minutes and make sure that house is packed before we get it going.
Yeah, that's true. Well, see, that's the problem is that everyone in the city has been trained to be late.
Oh, yeah.
You know, nothing starts on time.
It starts
because
from
the
13.
Audience isn't there yet, but the audience doesn't show up because they know it's not going to start on time. We've got this whole catch-22 that I don't think anyone's ever going to be able to repair.
Everybody's just submitted the tardiness, right?
Yeah, pretty much. We just kind of accepted the fact that, yeah, this shit's just going to start late, and that's just the way it is.
I think at 15, like 85% of the country now is late. With the period at some point.
We can only hope.
80%. Scary statistic. In my graduating class at Taft Union High School, and this is so setting us back, 33 to 39% have a kid. marriage or not.
So a third of their current students?
No, of my graduating class from 2006.
Well, you know, that's a 2006, so that's 4 years ago. So within 4 years of, well, you know, they're 22 now.
Yeah. So it makes sense that they're having them now, but I'm talking about like this was a year ago.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I even extended the range because I'm not sure anymore. Yeah.
Junior college didn't work out.
Yeah, well, you know, the average age overall in the United States that people have kids has gone further and further up because people want to have jobs. But in this economy, yeah, that's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you know what? Let's just fuck. What do you say we just fuck? Do you think?
Yeah, I think what my town is just saying fuck it to contraceptives because the pull-out method seems to work.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, shows like, you know, 16 and pregnant are not exactly helping that cause.
No, not really. You know, it's I'm glad to say that I've never actually watched that show, but I hear about the train wreck that it must be all the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Like, I mean, you know, that's the problem. This nation has a huge misunderstanding with the word procreate.
Well, they hear pro, and it's like, well, pro, the positive, it's a good thing,
right? No, I'm a pro at creating, man. You know, that's why we got the Jode from Goshen pumping out three kids by 22.
Jode from Goshen?
No, nothing against Goshen, but your town's, like, worse than Taft.
Well, you know what, if your name is Jode, yeah, you know?
Yeah.
What do you expect?
Yeah, but that movie Idiocracy had it completely right. You know, the smart people are, you know, waiting forever to actually have babies and sometimes don't even happen.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
Ted
from Arkansas is like on his 12th kid at the age of 32. He's like, yeah, fuck yeah, pumping out units every year, five different women, don't give a shit.
We need like a fleet of Harvard octo moms.
Yeah. Actually, well, you know, that reminds me a bit that I have about why I don't like white people. I'm a racist. I don't like white people. I am a white person. But one of the things I say is that the complaint is that single mothers, you know, black guy will just get a girl pregnant and leave. Well, yeah, but a white guy will get a girl pregnant and stick around and then knock her up a few more times and is probably fucking the girl next door, too.
And then you end up like the Duggards, man. You know,
exactly.
You know, 19 and counting. They're about to have a 20th kid. The show should be renamed. What the hell's wrong with this family?
Yeah, no kidding. But you know what?
Thank you for that the other night, by the way.
They won the lottery there. you know, because there are hundreds or thousands of families across the country like that, but this is the one that got on TV, and now they're making tons of money.
For each family that does get their own TV show, they're like 2,500. They're just poor shit. Yeah.
See, now they can actually afford to take care of the kids that they're gonna neglect anyways.
Yep.
But well, anyway, what did I do this week? I had a date last night.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's this girl, Marie. If anyone listened to my last week's episode, it's the same girl I was talking about that I went out with during the intro of that show. And no, she hasn't dumped me yet.
Well, that's good. You need to buck up, champ.
Yeah, well, you know, here's the thing. I need to get it into my head that life is not a romantic comedy. And
oh,
you know
most
what?
Definitely.
Every romantic comedy in the world, I'm like, they like.
What is your mindset? Like fucking high school?
Yeah, I walk. I'm 39 and I still walk around with a constant hard on. You know, it's. I sometimes wish that I could just like turn it off like a switch, but I have to be honest with you. Lust is fun, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You see a pretty girl, and it's like, oh God, I want to. It's
imagine
fun
your life
to
together with them.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And but the problem is it gets pretty distracting when you're, you know, trying to have an intelligent conversation with a girl that you actually do like. So for some reason, if you want to have sex with a woman, she assumes that's the only thing you want. Mm-hmm. And that's not the only thing that I want. It's, you know, it's at the top of my list most of the time, but it's not the only thing. I want other things, too. I want I want to sit around and play video games also, you know, so sex isn't the only thing on my mind.
Like a nice little pancake Sunday brunch.
Yeah, pretty much. I do really like this girl. I hope it works out. She's a nurse she's a nurse, and I just remember.
Just stop there.
Yeah. Yeah. Hello, she nurse. She asked me. She asked me because I gave her my number. I didn't ask for hers, and that's the way I always do it. And it's probably a mistake.
Probably.
But
well, no, that's.
It seems to me that is the better because if you ask her for your number,
you'll get turned down right there.
Well, no. No, that's not my experience, because I always, either she's really uncomfortable and has to figure out a way to not give it to you, or you're forcing her to become a liar and give you a fake number.
Yeah.
So I always give the girl my number, and then she can decide whether or not to call me.
There you go.
And like a month and a half later, I just out of nowhere, I get a text from her.
There you go. You find out who's actually interested.
Yeah. But she asked me why I gave her my number. And I told her because when she was holding my hand, taking my blood pressure, it just felt right.
Oh. When she was doing that in your head, were you like, I want to touch you where you pee?
Oh, God. Actually,
I don't want to touch it. I don't want to see it. I just want to know what it tastes like. But we're going to take a break real quick. I'm JT Foreman. We're the Bitter Comics, and we'll be right back.
Great sign off.
This is JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we're back. Okay, so Thanksgiving's coming up. It's this Thursday. So I the list for this week, I found something Thanksgiving-y-ish. These are quotes from various comedians and celebrities about Thanksgiving. Here we go for the first one. This is from Jon Stewart, host of The Daily Show. Very nice. I celebrated Thanksgiving in an old-fashioned way. I invited everyone in my neighborhood to my house. We had an enormous feast. And then I killed them and took their land. Very nice. You know, that's kind of the original Thanksgiving, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the pilgrims showed up and they got to the New World and realized, hey, none of us knows how to farm. we're fucked. Yep. And the Indians took mercy on them.
Yeah.
No good deed ever goes unpunished.
Absolutely not.
So this is why I say... I learned everything I need to know about being a man from the village people. And the Indian, what he taught me is that if you have something great, eventually someone's going to come beat the shit out of you and take it away.
Absolutely.
And then you'll get casinos, so I mean, that's true. You kind of win.
Yeah, that's what they get for getting Penn State at them engines.
Yes, you took our land, cha-ching, we're going to win it back. Next, we have from Stephen Colbert. Thanksgiving is a magical time of year when families across the country join together to raise America's obesity statistics.
kind of like something I have to say usually. It's just like Thanksgiving is a time when people who can't stand each other year-round come together and gain weight with one another. Motherfucker.
Yeah, it happens. It's a tricky sentence.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, you know, what else is it for? My dad, even though my dad still makes a turkey every Thanksgiving, you know, whether people are going to be coming or not. But here's the thing. He's the only person I know who will make turkeys when it's not Thanksgiving. Because it just, you know what? I love turkey, too. He just loves turkey. So it'll be the middle of June, and it'll be like, you know what? That turkey that's because you can't buy a turkey unless it's around Thanksgiving. You can't find them.
Freezer forever, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Arbor Day is coming up.
Yeah, he'll around Thanksgiving he'll buy like six turkeys, and we'll end up having them throughout the year. They'll just sit in the freezer for 4, 5, 6 months before we finally get to eat the things.
6 annual Thanksgiving days.
Yeah, you know what's going to happen is one day he's going to be invited to someone's Thanksgiving dinner. He's going to get over there. They're going to have a ham, and he's going to have a heart attack. What are you doing? What is wrong with you?
What is this blasphemy?
I just, you know, I think that this country needs to stop being like, oh, yeah, we're obese and shit. We should start doing things about it, you know? I saw an obese tweaker in my McDonald's. Yeah, that's a mind fuck, man. How does he do a drug that sucks you up and he still manages to defy physics, you know? Like, he was just sitting there about to blow a load in his pants, like, just salivating over these dual-wielding Big Macs, dude. Just
dual-wielding Big Macs.
I'm going to put my meth on my sandwich. Just paints the inside of his jeans white, man. It's awful. It's just like... I think they should just rename Thanksgiving to business as usual.
Pretty much. Well, I don't remember who it was, but there was someone who said the definition of an optimist is a person who starts their diet on Thanksgiving Day.
That's awesome.
Next on the list, this is another one from Stephen Colbert. He said... personally, I love Thanksgiving traditions, watching football, making pumpkin pie, and saying the magic phrase that sends your aunt storming out of the dining room to sit in her car. I've done that.
You know, like, everybody has these stories about how, like, they hate, like, the family they're with and stuff. I guess, like, I'm extremely blessed because, like,
my family?
Oh, dude, my family is so awesome. Like, we just sit there and tell jokes and, like, it's really awesome.
You piece of shit.
Like, I guess that's what Thanksgiving was supposed to be, you know? Like, well, maybe they're putting up a facade and they secretly, like, hate each other.
Well, see, this is
but really, I'm the one who loves everyone.
Yeah, we'll see. Rage strokes.
Yeah.
This is how I know you're never going to be a big famous comedian. No offense, but you don't have any pain with which to turn into art.
Oh, no, I've got imagination. That's all I need.
Oh, there you go.
I spell like all hell.
Yeah, see, my life has been a train wreck, so you know, I'm gonna be big one day.
I got real estate in the friend zone that I'm looking to mortgage off, so...
There you go.
Some people want to take that off my hands.
Oh, God.
Start talking to those
Can
girls.
We just be friends? No.
Can I fuck you?
I just spent $80 on dinner and a movie. I didn't do that because I was looking for a new buddy.
I guess girls think you're like some sort of like pizza delivery service that doesn't charge, you know? Like,
well, you know, my god,
pizza and breadsticks, and I don't have to pay.
Well, you know, we all basically ate lunch at the same time, but we're friends. We each bought our own.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I tried doing that with my girlfriend. She's like, no way. What? I don't have any money on me. I'll fuck you later if you buy me this sandwich.
Oh, well, you know what? I'd be more than happy to make that trade.
Absolutely, because I actually get the pussy. What the hell are you guys doing?
Yeah, exactly.
I love when girls like act like they're reaching into their purses to get their wallets, but they know that you're just going to be like, hey, it's cool, I got it. You know, you don't have to fake it.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, you're too fucking sallow.
Yeah. You know what? I think from now on, the girl I'm seeing, if we go on a date, we're going to go to the $3 theater instead.
Or do splitskies on something.
Yeah, pretty much. I was like, you know, here's the thing, though. If she does buy, I'm going to feel obliged to put out. So, you know, I don't know. I want her to respect me in the morning.
Yeah.
You know what? Frankly, I respect the girl that actually fucks you because she knows that's what you want. The girl who doesn't, she knows what you wanted, didn't do it anyway, and still took the free meal. I don't respect that at all.
But seriously, though, women are so indecisive. Like, you just don't know what they want anymore.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. Like, one time I got into an argument with my girlfriend. And she was just like, baby, I want you to make a decision. You're the man. You get to choose what's for breakfast, okay? You know,
that's a decision?
No. Yeah, that's like a big decision, you know, because, you know, it's finally my chance, like, to, you know, show her I'm the man and do stuff. But what it was really...
She didn't like your decision,
no,
did she?
But here's what I heard. Hey, you just keep suggesting things. I'm going to shoot them down and then ask you to do something that's super impossible. Honey, I can't make McDonald's serve you a sausage McMuffin at 10:45. They have very strict breakfast protocol.
Yes, they do. They don't fool around with that shit.
No.
10:30 on Sunday. But every other day, 10 o'clock, and it's just like the hammer comes down. There's a giant explosion. You know, you hear thunder and lightning in the background, and then the menu board just flips.
No, but like, in terms of like women, I've decided the relationships are all like Congress, you know? And women are the Democrats who have just no ideas. But no matter what you say, they're just going to shoot you down, okay? Because all you are, you're the Republicans, you're just full of bad ideas. No ideas plus bad ideas equals issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Something like that. Okay, next on the list we got, this one is from Kevin James.
Okay.
The fat guy.
He will have a great, Paul Blart.
Yeah.
Great movie. Surprised it didn't get an Oscar.
Are you fucking trolling me?
No, I'm dead serious. I enjoyed it.
Here it is.
Any man that can act while on a Segway, national hero for America, apparently.
Absolutely.
Fuck
yeah. Fuck yeah.
Thanksgiving, man. Not a good day to be my pants.
Oh, because he's fat.
That's awesome.
I think that's true in all cases, though. Yes, like, that's your true. Pants do, no matter what.
Seriously.
That's right.
It's like fats in the air, and it's just like saturating you. It's like attaching to you by air. Like,
yeah, try being a wrestler in high school during Thanksgiving. The meanest shit ever. Food's a luxury for you.
I think Black Friday is like a secret ploy to get people out of the house and walk a shit ton after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, maybe so.
But the only way to get us out of the house is to drop prices like dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Holy shit!
The only thing anyone will run for in this place is 50% off.
Yeah.
Oh man, 75.
Are you kidding me? In this country,
$2 DVDs.
Yeah, in this country, 50% off is the only way to get someone to jog.
Yeah, seriously, where can you find $2 DVDs outside of, like, you know, after the A's games in Oakland? You have to go downtown, see the guy like on the fucking the rail by the on the streets, like, hey, I got DVDs, $2 for $10, $2 for $10. I got what got the Hangover on bootleg. Well, apparently, you've never been to Oakland.
Next, we have this is from Jay Leno. You can tell you ate too much for Thanksgiving when you have to let your bathrobe out.
Say that again.
You can tell you ate too much for Thanksgiving when you have to let your bathrobe out. No, you too much. You have to let your belt out. Yeah, yeah, you have to let your bathrobe out.
See what
you
did there.
From Johnny Carson. Thanksgiving is an emotional holiday. People travel thousands of miles to be with people they only see once a year. And then discover once a year is way too often.
Seriously.
Yeah, actually, it's been a couple of years since I saw most of my family, and most of them, that's okay.
I think,
shake, shake, shoot.
I was trying to think, like, is there any conflict that's ever happened, like, while we were talking about that earlier? And there was. It was called Playing Circus, and my brother, just out of nowhere, grabs a big thing of mashed potatoes with his spoon and just goes, hey, sis, want to play circus? Before she even looks. Just flings it and nails her right in the eye. Just started awesome. A fight. It was awesome.
Food fight!
Revolution
in the place.
Oh, man.
Oh, there were, in my family, there were 8 kids. So we didn't mess around with food.
Oh, no.
No, eat it. That's actually, between that and the 8 years I spent in the Navy, that's why it takes me about 10 seconds to eat a large pepperoni pizza. Because I just eat fast now.
You should do, like, the batter up challenge.
Oh, yeah.
I actually... Oh, no, I haven't. I imagine it's some eat a whole bunch of stuff really fast contest.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
It's like a 10-egg omelet, you know, like a 32-ounce pancake or something it is. And it's just ridiculous. Like a cup of potatoes. You have to eat it like in 45 minutes and it's free.
Well,
and you get
a
shirt and shit.
I actually have been trying to lose weight lately, believe it or not. I went to tie my shoes and I had to hold my breath when I bent over. So I was like, all right, I got to do
Well, there's your
about
problem.
This.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, I slip on. I should just get slip ons. I don't need to
you
lose
just feel
weight.
Bloated.
You know, this would be a lot easier with Velcro. It's quick. You don't have to hold your breath that long.
If you keep it going, sweatpants and flip flops are your future.
Exactly.
I wish there was a way to make fat people like. Be able to simulate how you would feel healthy and they'd be like, holy shit, I want that. Like
quick motion.
Well, look on
I'm sorry, I'm off my soapbox about attacking fat people now.
I can go up a flight of steps without getting winded? Oh my gosh. This is amazing.
Push ups?
I thought Rocky was just a movie.
Nope. If you move around enough. Yeah. There was an interview with a doctor who worked with Inuits, you know, Eskimos and
snow Mexicans. David Tell said,
"Yeah,
snow Mexicans."
He said he was talking about how with the horrible diet now. I mean, up there you can't get fresh vegetables, so they eat a lot of processed foods.
Mm-hmm.
And all the whale blubber they can eat.
Yeah, well, the person doing the interview said, "Well, didn't they used to eat blubber?" And he said, "Yes, but they also used to have to chase the blubber."
Oh yeah, that's a good
and,
one.
And I love this quote from him. He said, "The body will forgive just about any kind of diet if you move around enough."
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. I mean, look at Chad Ochocinco for the wide receiver for the Patriots. He's McDonald's every fucking day.
Yeah, but he also works out for six hours a day. So yeah. You know, you can eat like that if you exercise like men.
Burn more calories than you consume. That's the key diet.
Gets manhandled by like grown men.
Yes.
Dry humped all over the field.
Want to get some breakfast?
Yeah. Next, this one is from comedian Rita Redner. My mother is such a lousy cook that Thanksgiving at her house is a time of sorrow. You know,
here's the spam.
Here's something.
Who wants to cut it?
Something I always thought was crazy is that, you know, cooking is considered, quote, women's work. You know, that's the stereotype, right? My dad is a much better cook than my mom. I don't know why. Maybe it's, I think she just didn't want to do it. So she would mess the meals up every time. And finally he was like, all right, forget it. I'll take care of it.
Bold strategy.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, that's usually what... that's usually the strategy that the guy does, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So can you fix this? And then he breaks it even worse. And forget it. I'll call a plumber.
Hey,
you know?
You burn ramen or something like that.
Yeah, burning ramen noodles. And I've done that, actually.
Congratulations.
Well, actually, what I like to put in a package of ramen noodles with chicken... cream of chicken soup.
Okay. Sure.
And then when you cook that, if you're not stirring it the whole time, it gets burned onto the bottom. So I did manage to burn ramen noodles.
Kind of sad.
Yeah, a little bit.
a little bit. Moving on.
A little bit. Exactly. We're going to take a break real quick. We do have one more thing on the list, and we'll finish the list up when we get back. I am JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we'll be right back. This is JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we are back. All right, so we got one item left on our list of Thanksgiving Day quotes. This one is from Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The Governator.
Yes, that's right. He said, I love Thanksgiving turkey. It's the only time in Los Angeles that you see natural breasts.
That's awesome. And that guy led our state for a good 6 years.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
That was his campaign slogan.
Yeah, I think so.
He slayed people, and then it was just like, oh, we're voting for him.
Yeah.
Natural breasts.
Kindergarten Cop, 2010.
Well, he was Mr. Olympia. Like, he'd probably, you know, take this obesity thing away.
Yeah.
No. Here we are.
Obesity continued getting worse, even though Arnold Schwarzenegger was a governor.
How about that?
Here we are, 15% spike in diabetes in children.
Yay!
Later.
Oh, yeah.
America! Fuck yeah!
All I have to say is America in the redneck voice, and instantly any guy at Bugs Bunny's 20 is going to be like, fuck yeah!
Fuck yeah! I actually did see that movie. My favorite scene is still the porn sex scene with the puppets. That was awesome.
Oh, man. Just so many different positions. Dude,
yes. That was hilarious.
So raunchy.
And I had a girlfriend last time. That was my Kama Sutra. I just referred to that. I was like, what else looks interesting?
This one.
Yeah, the whole spiel about dicks, pussies, and assholes is pretty great, too.
Oh, man. That's such a great metaphor.
Absolutely.
I don't remember that one.
Suck my cock, Gary. That's a great line. Everyone has AIDS. Oh, man.
All right.
Trey Parker and Matt Stone, just great.
Yeah. Okay.
Everything they do touches or turns to gold.
There we go. Next, we have the 559 text of the week. As you guys know, I don't want to support my town.
Mm-hmm. Woo! Fresno!
No.
I call it Fuckno whenever I'm not home.
Well, we're here in Fresno, and the area code here is 559. As you know, there's a website called textfromlastnight.com.
Yes, sir.
And they have text messages on there that people send in that are most likely alcohol or drug-induced.
Or from Fresno State.
Or from Fresno State.
So a combination of the three.
Yeah.
And so I go there every week. And they list them by area code. So I go in every week. I type in the 559 in the search, and I find a good text message from our area code to talk about on the show. So the text message from this week, this is actually two texts, mm-hmm. one that was sent and one that was a response to it. Here we go. So the 559 text of the week is, the first text was, so I heard you only slept with me because you were drunk. Is that true? And the response, that depends on who this is.
Multiples.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yes,
Tiger Woods
right.
is really being a great role model for this country.
Isn't he? Isn't he?
Absolutely.
Well, you know, here's the thing. It's actually...
Make it fuck who you want.
I found out recently I found out last week, there's actually a law in the state of California. It is illegal to penetrate an intoxicated person.
Oh, really?
That's right.
I just so
in will, that order?
No. So I will never...
You gotta pump drinks into her first.
No, that's illegal.
If
she's drunk,
yeah.
you can't penetrate her.
I need to write a really angry letter to my congressman.
Yeah.
Because he broke the law.
I will never buy a woman a drink again, because then I can't fuck her.
Mm-hmm.
The whole reason I'm buying her drinks is because I'm trying to get her drunk enough to sleep with me.
Hey, you shouldn't have said that. That was definitely unknown to the world until just now.
Create yourself. Man. Sorry. So what you do? You get them high next time.
You guys are in college, so any of your friends who listen to this are in college too. Maybe I should add this out.
That's standard procedure in college.
Destroy the everyone's social life.
Exactly. You're going to be like fucking BYU next thing you know.
Oh, God, no.
Root beer pong.
That's like the order of operations for college. Get her drunk.
Well, see, it says intoxicated, so you can still, you know, give her drugs, though, because high and intoxicated aren't the same, technically.
It's like the black guy says on 40-Year-Old Virgin. There's a code in the lion's DNA that says, tackle the gazelle. So there's a code in all of us that says tackle drunk bitches.
Well, what else are you going to do with them, right?
Maybe talk to them. Get to know them, you know. not have sex with them immediately and then, you know, find out you kind of got some extra credit.
Hold their hair back when they puke.
Yeah. Or mopping up your floor.
Promise you won't tell their boyfriend.
See, if you don't want to do any of this stuff, you end up with a really really long list of things you're looking for a woman. Like, I only want a woman with short hair so I don't have to hold her hair when she pukes.
You're adding criteria, bitch.
I like going down, so I want a really short girl because then I get to go down even further.
Exactly. I have one rule. Her grades have to be better than her cup size.
Oh, okay. Grades have to be better than their cup size. Mm-hmm. Oh, so she's an A cup and she has to be an A plus student. If she is a D cup, then she can be a C student. And
there
okay.
you go.
All right.
And she's an A cup. That's just gross.
Okay. Come here, little boy. Oh, you're not a boy. Never mind.
Not interested.
They're at Penn State, not for.
I like skinny chicks because. That up. No, they do. I'm sorry, you're talking about Penn State.
I was going to say, I thought we were Fresno State, not Penn State.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, good job.
Kind of done recycling Penn State. That's the last Penn State joke that should ever be announced because it's just a
no. Because I have one. I'm going to use it tonight.
Oh, there you go.
I used it last night. I said more apprehensive than a linebacker on scholarship to Penn State. And I said, and people will, like, go, oh, and I'd be like, I know, I pinned Notre Dame being the school that would do that kind of shit.
Yeah, that's right? True. I would have expected the same. Yeah, really.
And they loved it.
Everyone loves making fun of Catholics having sex with little boys.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I have a joke. Like, I just started up.
I mean, if anyone's not supposed to have sex with little boys, it's the Catholics.
No, I have this joke that the Catholic Church is a lot being like a Raider fan.
Yeah.
You know, because unless you're one of them, nobody likes you. You have to believe in some crazy things, whether it's the existence of, like, you know, an all-knowing, invisible God or the fact that Speed can still win alone in the NFL. And then you, for years, going into your youth, you know, you're hoping that this is going to benefit you someday until the one day we get raped in the ass.
My thing against the Raiders is they actually, like, the Raider fans, they actually believe they are Raiders. Mm-hmm. Like, they rape, they pillage, they kill. They kick more ass than their team on a weekly basis. I mean, let's face it.
Yeah, well, you know, what was...
Their team was ran by the Crypt Keeper up until this year.
Yeah, that's true. I remember seeing a headline and it said that he defined the team for a generation. That's not a compliment.
No.
I mean, because suck is a definition.
Yeah, I mean, like, he used to do good things and then, anything. You know, senility is a bitch. Exactly. Especially when you own a team and have to make pivotal decisions.
Yeah. Well, it's like Wednesday when we were at Ty Palms. I was DJing the show, and the headliner said that I was the most interesting looking DJ he'd ever seen. Well, you know, the Holocaust was interesting. So that's not a compliment.
Like I was saying, when somebody's like humming a song, you know, like they can't get out of their head, it's like, well, it's really catchy. Like, doesn't make it good, okay? Herpes is a catchy disease. It doesn't make it a good one.
Yes, it is. You know, there's a lot of words out there that they sound nice. You know, when people refer to a comedian as high energy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it sounds good, but it doesn't really mean anything.
No.
And that's a great thing about those is because you're just using it to be polite.
Exactly. You're sugarcoating the insult.
Exactly.
It's like you're high energy, but you're not a good writer.
Yeah. All right, so let's get to the news. Once again, as always, I did some research on the internet, found a bunch of weird news stories I want to talk about. We've got this one first. Now, it seems that every sport has its juicing controversies, right?
Oh, dude, yeah.
And you're not going to believe this, but the problem has even gotten to the Colorado State Fair's Junior Livestock Competition.
Wow.
That's right. Two goats have been disqualified from this year's after testing confirmed the presence of a feed additive that promotes muscle growth.
Jesus Christ.
So they're going to be going to Congress and testifying in front of them? Like,
that's right.
Have you been using steroids? Okay, I didn't understand a fucking word he said, and this is ridiculous, so let's dismiss this case.
What's next, curling?
Yeah.
Oh, God. check it out, man. I got the perfect slide. Dude, you just, like, rocketed it into the stands and killed that little girl.
Going for the gold.
Going for gold.
Well, disqualified were the reserve grand champion goat and the market goat, whatever the hell that means.
What will the kids think of him?
Yeah, I know. Really, how could you do this to the sport? How could you do this to the fan? How could you do this to the kids?
The kids who are looking up to
That's
you.
That's right.
The Antichrist, because he's supposed to be like a goat-looking thing, right?
That's right.
La Chupacabra.
The mother of the minor who entered one of the goats said she's going to appeal the decision. The FDA has not approved the substance ractopamine, which is the food additive that was found in use for goats. However, it's not a steroid or a hormone. Or a hormone, but it was authorized for use in pigs.
Hmm. Interesting.
Although it is banned in 150 different countries, but
of course,
yeah. So
they make it makes delicious bacon
juicing in the goats.
That's clearly.
And then the rectopamine alone just sounds like something you stick up your butt.
Yeah,
it does kind of. That might be
it's a suppository for sure.
You got Adam and Eve.
Yeah. Talk about a shitty supplement.
Very shitty.
You know, sex, man. It takes the shit out
Hooray
of you.
Hooray for butt jokes.
Oh, God, does it ever.
Yeah. Hooray for butt jokes.
Yay.
Good old anal sex. Poke and apologize for an hour.
That's right. Next, Jennifer Call was doing her morning prayers while driving to work when a sledgehammer smashed through her windshield and smacked her in the face.
Ooh.
Yes.
Wait, what?
How does that happen? Come out of the sky? Did somebody drop one out of a plane or something?
No, it apparently was in the back of someone's truck, and it bounced out and went right through a windshield.
Oh, the friction of
that's
that
right. Miraculously, she survived with a bruised and cut face. It required some stitches.
That was a car.
Driving on dry hydroplaning.
Right. I love this. She said when asked later, I can't figure out how that thing came through the windshield without wrecking my car and without wrecking me. It's a God thing. It's a miracle. He was with me when you were hit in the face with a sledgehammer.
Relax,
God
Tebow.
Was with you. That's right. If God were with you, I think you would have stopped the sledgehammer from hitting you in the face.
God was on his coffee break.
Yeah, apparently.
He was like, oh, shit.
God stubbed his toe. Didn't want to be too malicious.
All right. She'll be the next person to win the lottery.
Yeah.
Everything's balanced again.
Probably.
All is well in the world. No.
Yeah, that's great. She said, all I could think of is, I'm worse than Halloween.
I could see God like a prosecution attorney. He's like, it cannot in fact be proven that in the free will clause for humans that I have to save them from everything. It was her free will to drive at that time.
Yep. That's true.
And it was his free will to hit that bomb.
Well, you know, I think she should be cited for not paying attention while driving. I mean, seriously. She was praying while driving. You're supposed to be driving. If you weren't paying, if you were paying attention to what was going on, you might have seen the.
It's like reverse reckless driving.
The sledgehammer coming at you and moved out of the way, so you didn't get smacked in the face.
She took Jesus, take the wheel to a new level.
I knew exactly what you were gonna say right there.
Oh yeah,
I kind of just mouthed it. While
oh
you're
yeah,
saying it.
I no, yeah.
Take the wheel to the new level. What, yeah. What is that?
No,
from?
Jesus, take the wheel. It's
oh,
a
Jesus
song.
Jesus, take the wheel. Okay.
She took that way too serious.
You know, I've heard of God as my co-pilot. Drive the car yourself, goddammit.
Exactly. In your own spare time.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, pray on your own time.
Pray exactly. Before you go to bed. You know.
All right, next. A Travis County jury convicted Tommy Joe Kelly in one count of unlawful use of a criminal instrument and sentenced him to 10 years in jail. He had pled not guilty to slashing tires of at least 391 cars in Hyde Park over the past 4 years.
It would be a Tommy Joe.
Yeah.
That is absolutely asshole-ish.
Exactly.
No.
Good. Yeah, he got 10 years.
10 years for slashing tires. 391 cars. Wow.
Wow, that's impressive.
How much money is that?
I don't know. And that's tires can be anywhere from 40 to a couple hundred bucks
and that's
each.
Four tires on
enough
every
to get you
single.
A page on Wikipedia.
Yeah, you definitely have established a precedent for that. Yeah.
Now, he did confirm that he had been arrested in the past at least twice for slashing tires in that same area. Mm-hmm. When he was asked about the prior arrests, he said, "Okay, I'm going to tell you the truth on this one. It doesn't sound right, but it is. I have had hemorrhoids at that time, super duper bad."
That's a quote.
Yes, that's a quote.
Continue, super please. Duper.
He then told jurors he was hoping to go to jail because that's the only place he could get medical treatment. You know, hemorrhoids, it's a problem with your butt, right?
Yeah.
And I don't think jail's the way to get your butt fixed.
Mm-mm. No.
Is hemorrhoids an STD?
No.
Can
no.
you get hemorrhoids on your dick if you fuck someone who's got hemorrhoids?
I do not. No, that. No, you can't. I don't think.
Not that I'm planning to ever test that theory.
I'm glad to say that that question has never occurred to me until just now.
Yeah, it's like, you know, do prisoners of war get morning wood? You will never know.
No.
The prosecution attorney said, "You stabbed somebody's tires in Hyde Park. You don't know who they are, but you picked this person out because you need relief from your hemorrhoids?" And he said, "True."
He's an equal opportunity tire slasher.
This probably won't surprise you at all. He represented himself in court.
Okay. Yes, yeah.
No way.
I know.
Did
I
he mean, win?
No. 10 years in jail.
Ten years in jail.
Yeah.
That was a rhetorical question, by the way. We went over that, I thought.
Yeah, when he took the stand, he didn't sit down, though. He just kind of stood there.
So he's like my cousin Vinny, but worse.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, we're going to take a break real quick. I am JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we'll be right back. This is JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we're back. Okay, now, I didn't actually find this news story myself. My guests here have pointed this out to me. Just went on the internet, found this story. It's on the dailymail.co.uk. It's a British newspaper, but here's the article. "It has given us the iced donut, the burger, and the fattest people on earth. But now, America is outdoing even itself when it comes to unhealthy food by trying to claim pizza is a vegetable."
For child school lunches, by the way.
Yes. "A school lunches bill going before Congress aims to reclassify the junk food due to the tomato paste on the dough." That's right. "Despite lacking significant nutritional content, this thin coating would be enough for pizza to go towards the daily count of fruits and vegetables."
Okay, yeah, but let's say strike one is being declared a vegetable. Since when are tomatoes vegetables? That's how we always like decided they're going to be fruits.
Tomatoes are a fruit, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So how does that qualify as a vegetable? Second of all, as soon as you add the sugar to make it tomato paste for the pizza sauce and then put cheese on it, you might as well be calling it dessert.
Well, it's like calling a strawberry Jolly Rancher a fruit.
Right?
It's because Congress... Okay, I've got to say this. Like, Congress is clearly, like, a fucking fourth grade class because they get recess in between their meetings, and they sit here, and they're like, "Pizza day! Like, pizza day every day!"
Right? Well, this move has been derided as a cost-cutting drive, so the U.S. government will not have to spend so much on fresh food for school lunches because subsidized school meals have to include a certain amount of vegetables. So.
But since when are profits being prioritized above the future of our children's health?
Yeah.
Like, seriously, I don't want to live in a society where pizza's considered a vegetable and Pluto's on a planet.
Okay? Well, you know, if we could just get and universal healthcare, and the Triceratops
never existed? Fuck you, science.
Science is fucking wrong sometimes.
Sometimes. Yeah. And now, no, and what's pissing me off is, why didn't they do this whenever I was a kid and it would have been awesome?
Oh my god, I can either
have... Pizza's a vegetable, I can fucking do this.
Cream spinach or pepperoni?
Mom and Dad have no arguments at the dinner table. You have really screwed them, Congress.
Mm-hmm. You know what? That's it. From now on, I'm going to eat all the junk food I want. I'm just going to cut it into the shape of celery and dip it in ranch dressing.
Exactly. Just cut up like a Taco Bell like burrito.
But it isn't even celery. It's actually buffalo wings.
Yeah, that's right. This is
as Daniel Tosh says.
Yes. Fucking love B-dubs.
Yeah, every time I go to get buffalo wings, I make sure to get the celery and the carrots with it just so I can pretend I'm being healthy. No, this is a balanced meal.
Fuck that, dude.
I mean, the wings are all you can eat. You had 440 of them. Well, yeah, but I had wing two night, celery sticks.
60-cent wing night.
Yeah.
It's the best. Just don't ever try the Blazin' Challenge. You know what that is?
Yeah, Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, to the people who are listening to this don't know what the Blazin' Challenge is, you essentially have to eat 12 of their hottest wings in 6 minutes or less. No napkins, no beverages, and from personal experience, don't try to finger a girl for a couple of days afterwards.
Yeah, well, it's
just like don't touch your face, period. Yeah. It's going to burn the shit out of you.
Yeah, well, it burns.
I took a bite out of it because I have a condition. Like, I can't eat spicy food. Yeah, it's called being a pussy.
It's called being white.
But it's really cool because you get a headband that you never wear. It's on our table right there.
Yeah, because one of my asshole friends, a.k.a. this guy, Mr. Andrew Boyson, dared me to do the challenge. Challenge accepted. I finished it in 4 minutes. By the end of it, I was just looking horrible. Mucus everywhere, sweating. My face was red. I looked like Terry Schiavo in her final days. Hey. But you know what? Hey, in the battle of man versus food, man won. That's or at least right. So I thought. Round two is next morning, okay? Sitting on the toilet. I now know where Johnny Cash got the idea for the song Ring of Fire.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
It fell out of the burning Ring of Fire. I'm surprised it took you
that long. When I go to Buffalo Wild Wings, I usually have to go by the time I get home.
I got the metabolism of a dead person.
That Philly cheesesteak was so good.
Oh, yeah. Dude, Sylph, dude. It's a sandwich I'd like.
If you're ever in Clovis, California, go to Fuller Bowl. They got great sandwiches. They're horribly unhealthy, but they taste really good.
It's a total flavorgasm.
And it's really cheap.
Oh, yeah, it is pretty
like,
cheap.
For it's how like, much meat they put on that sandwich?
Huge portions, absolutely.
Yeah, great. Great job. Really friendly, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are. Nicest people. They are.
Don't plan on eating there, though. Make sure you're getting it to go.
Yeah, it's a to-go,
but yeah, just don't be black
in.
There.
Well, that's just Clovis in general.
Yeah, that's
you know?
Clovis in general.
I mean, black people there, it's like, huh, I thought they were a myth, like unicorns or compassionate conservatives.
No, well...
They see one walking down the street, and they just go, what the fuck is that?
Hey, what's that shadow guy over there?
No, actually, it's not as bad as it
once. Y'all, there's
actually,
an invisible man. I see a shadow.
I haven't seen any real issue with it. When I was a kid living there 20 years ago, my high school had 3,000 students. Mm-hmm. There were three black people, and one of them was one of the teachers. Oh. So, racist or not, I don't know. There just weren't any black people.
Yeah. It's nothing personal. Like, I mean, we're not attacking black people.
Hey, man, I grew up in Oakland, like the backyard of black people. I know about that kind of shit. And like, no, personally, I'm not colorblind, but I like to believe that overt racism is just a victimless crime.
Overt racism?
Yeah. Just, you know, out in the open, you're not really doing it as a general person. Just, like, you know, if you're doing it for comedy, big deal. And if you're, like, truly discriminating as a motherfucker for the color of your skin, then that's an issue.
Well, I don't have anything with which to hold anyone down.
Exactly. You can't even hold your own rent down.
Yeah, I know. So, you know, even if I were the most racist person in the universe, I mean, all I can do is talk shit. I'm not hiring anybody, so I'm not going to deny anyone a job. I don't own a motel, so I couldn't deny someone accommodations.
And, I mean, I'm not
even if I wanted to. And in this economy, if you're stupid enough to turn a black person away, you deserve to go out of business. Mm-hmm. More with news out of England here. A man named Chris Birch was attempting to do a backflip in front of friends when he fell down a grass bank, breaking his neck and suffering a stroke. Now, fortunately, he survived, but he's found himself changed by the event. Specifically, since the accident, he stopped playing rugby, lost over 120 pounds, quit his job at a bank, dumped his fiance, became a hairdresser, and started sucking cock.
Hmm. Wow. Okay. Wow.
That's right.
Talk about post-trauma, like distress.
That's dude, that's like Family Guy called the shot whenever they did the gay gene episode. Yep. Like, guilty!
Mr. Birch recalled, I was gay when I woke up, and I still am. It sounds strange, but when I came around, I immediately felt different. I wasn't interested in women anymore. I was definitely gay. I had never been attracted to a man before. I'd never even had any gay friends, but I don't care about who I was before. I had to be true to my feelings. That's nice.
Okay, at least he's honest with himself. I mean, yeah, if you break your neck and then next thing you know, you're going from playing rugby to sucking cock, you're definitely, you know, you're a couple candles short of a happy Hanukkah.
I don't know. I mean, rugby seems kind of gay to me anyways.
Hey, fuck
I mean,
you. I'm a
come
rugby
on.
Player.
It looks like football without the pads and a big group hug. I mean, come on.
Clearly, you've never played rugby.
No, I haven't. I've just seen like this. There's like 20 people all like with their arms around each other in a big circle, moving around, trying to get to the. I don't even know what they're doing. It looks like a giant group hug.
Just wait till you take an elbow to the face and see how gay it is.
Hey, you know what? A gay person is still a guy. Okay, so saying someone is gay to me, that is not saying that they're pansy-ish or they're weak.
Oh, absolutely not. You know, can be a complete savage.
A gay dude is still a dude. Mm-hmm. And frankly, if I were a homosexual, I would brag about that shit.
Honestly,
you should have seen the dick in my ass last night. My God,
absolutely.
It was humongous. You know,
competitive about it. And honestly, I love the gay community. Okay, I'm not trying to be like a gay bash or anything. I think there can't be enough of them because I realize for every two gay guys I see in a couple, that's two less guys I have to compete with for women.
Exactly.
And that's good because they're usually in way better shape than me, have better jobs than me.
Yes, that's you right. Know, tell you what, honey, you have sex with me and just think about him.
Exactly.
While you're doing it,
think about your hairdresser.
Think about the sexy guy.
Yeah.
While you're in bed with the frumpy dude who's straight.
I'm not gay, but my boyfriend is.
Love it.
Well, there you go. Mr. Birch sought advice from his neurologist about this. He said it was probably the stroke. In fact, this isn't the first time that someone's been like totally changed by a stroke.
Oh, yeah.
2 years ago, it was reported that a man named Alan Brown woke from a stroke to find that he was able to paint and draw in incredible detail, despite no previous evidence of the skill. So,
what did he lose, though?
They need to figure out exactly what happened in the brain so that they could, like, turn people into artists.
And that's like a special skill of autism, and isn't it?
You know what, though?
I can see when an organization like the Family Research Council, they should be doing this research because they're always talking about how we can ungayify people.
Yeah.
And now maybe they can figure out a way to like go in and twist things. Well, that's a great idea. I think it's kind of with people's heads on exactly, purpose.
But I think it's kind of fucked up to try to like tell someone that they can't be gay, because then you're like, you know, you're being discriminatory, you're being kind of this passive eugenics in a way to find research to make people ungay. But this whole thing of like, you know, developing a certain skill and like, and have like, you know, after handicap. I mean, I saw this episode, I don't know if you know the show on History Channel, it's like Stanley's Superhumans.
Yeah.
Well, there's this one dude who was like born blind and autistic, but he can just like if he hears a song, he could play it on the piano just instantly, just almost perfectly. It's quite amazing, actually. So, you know, I mean, they're not always like, you know, just because they have a mental handicap doesn't make them retarded.
Yeah. Just makes them proficient in other things.
Exactly.
Like saying cabbage the most entertaining.
Cabbage.
Cabbage!
Yeah. Cabbage!
I don't even know.
It's okay. Like I always say, man, the big difference between stupid fucking kids and fucking stupid kids.
That's true. That's very true. Okay, the last news story before we go. Republican Representative Joe Walsh of Illinois has been honored by the Family Research Council as a, quote, true blue member of Congress for his unwavering support of the family. A quote from Tony Perkins, Family Research Council president. We thank Congressman Walsh, who has voted consistently to defend faith, family, and freedom. Meanwhile, his ex-wife claims that he's $100,000 delinquent in back child support.
That's beautiful irony.
He cares about the family, all right.
Just not his own. Everyone else's family.
He cares about the one he's taking care of with his mistress.
I mean, he's voted to repeal Obamacare, defunded Planned Parenthood. This is worrying about the family. You want to make sure that nobody has any health care.
Defunded Planned Parenthood?
Yeah. He voted to defund Planned Parenthood.
So he's
a Republican. He's voted for like all free this condoms. Stuff.
Yeah. I think what the Republicans are secretly doing, they're breeding this army that can just outvote everyone else.
Exactly.
And that's not saying that there are Republicans who just join it. There's just some that are just bred.
Straight. Oh, absolutely.
They have to be. How are they there? Like, how did they get voted in?
Another thing is, like, you know, with the, like, the right side and the left side. The left side is all broken up. You know, you got the independents, you got the Green Party, you got the Democrats. Well, if you're on the right side, it's just GOP. And that's why they're able to win elections, because
Tea Party, man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We were talking earlier about the opening segment of Idiocracy.
Yeah.
And that's the base of the Republican Party right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's it for the show this week. You guys got anything exciting going on?
Well, November November 30th, the Wednesday after Thanksgiving, I'm doing a show at Thai Palms.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
November 30th, Wednesday, show starts at 9 o'clock.
Yep.
When you get there, tell them you're there to see Matt Malanch.
Yeah.
And I don't know who else is going to be on the bill that night, but Aaron always gets a lot of great comedians.
Oh, yeah,
well,
he always
show.
Has great people.
It's only $5, you know, so comedy, it's less than half the price of going to see a movie.
Damn right.
You know, so go and you get to drink. So come on out to Thai Palms.
Win-win.
Check out the show. Andrew, you got anything exciting coming up?
I actually have a show tonight, but I don't know if this
this won't be.
Yeah, this won't be on there. So, you know, hopefully it went well. Hopefully it went well. You know, I wish myself the best of luck right now. And hey, if
cool.
Hold on. Can I like leave a message for myself right now?
Sure.
Yeah. Andrew. Dude, you tore it up, man. Great job, and you just keep going on. Okay, if you didn't do good, here's what you do. Just, you know, keep your head up, champ, and don't butt chug bleach. And I think we'll be okay. But yeah, I'm doing the show tonight, and then I'll probably book some shows in the future with Aaron at Thai Palms, and cool. Hopefully something else, you know.
Okay, I'm probably going to cut all of that out because we're going over an hour.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sad.
Actually, I don't have any shows coming up in the near future, so you know, I'll update you later. Guys, thanks a lot for letting me do the show at your place. Thanks a lot for being guests on the show. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having
us. No problem, man.
And I am JT Foreman. We're the Bitter Comics, and we'll talk to you next week.
Peace.
Later.